Hey guys, this is 50 Ball.
Yeah, man, thanks for joining. Man, what's up with you, J-Dub?
And a whole lot. I'm just irritated every day, I'll be honest with you. I was gonna say, I'm good. You know, like when people, you know, they see you in the hallway and say, good morning, good afternoon, how you doing? I'm good. I lie every time. I'm just letting you know. I'm just saying.
On the front.
Yeah. Cool. If you too honest and people don't wanna hear all that, you know, what if they come to you and say, you know, like, are you good? No, I'm good. In fact, my wife's been cheating on me 3 times. You're like, whoa, wait. I just wanted to say, are you good?
Hey, it'd be interesting though.
And he just said,
I'd be like, tell me more. How you know? How you know she's cheating?
That's true. Being such a listener though, I'd be the person that would be like, oh yeah, I'm okay. Okay. Like totally.
It's funny though, people, they're not ready for that type of honesty. You know, like most people do it, you know, you'd be like, how you doing? You'll say good. Or it'll throw you off if somebody says, I'm doing bad. It'll stop you in your tracks and you'll be like, man, what's going on with you? Why is it bad? You know, make sure, man, they're not, you know, taking drugs or I don't know. Gotta be guilty conscious over something. But yeah, man, I guess that's a different topic for a different day, but that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm being real. No, I'm not. But I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, man. So, man, let's get to it, man. What you got on your mind?
You know, let's get on to the Olympic athletes. We got Simone Biles. As we heard that she's in gymnastics, and she is the best in the world at that. And she chose to not participate in, I forget which, was it the individual?
I think she pulled out of all her events now.
All her events?
Yeah. I think the first one was individual, but it's all events now.
Yeah, so like she pulled out of all of them, and she said it was due to a mental issue or a mental breakdown. Is that what she described it? I don't want to misquote her.
There's a few things. I think it's just pretty much due to her mental health.
Mental health. Okay. Yeah,
that's kind of how they generalize it.
Yeah, we've had a lot of athletes this year. They've kind of been more honest, I think, with how they're feeling. With Osaka too, she mentioned
tennis.
She's left a number of tennis events because she was dealing with depression and anxiety and trying to take a break from it. So what are your thoughts on that?
See, I saw a lot of people, most people were supportive, but there was like a good amount of people that was kind of going against them using mental health as an excuse to pull out of their events. I'll say if I had to guesstimate, you know, I'll say about 60% of people are supportive, but there's a big chunk, like the other 40%, saying that it's an excuse, they're copping out, or, you know, they just crumble underneath the pressure, you know, or they're selfish, or whatever the case. You got some people, everybody ain't singing to the choir, you know, so.
Exactly.
But now for me, man, I'm all about people, man, protecting the mental, because, in the U.S., I feel like, you know, in America, we wait for things to get bad. Like, we're more reactive than proactive. Like, we wait for people to have mental breakdowns and cut their hair bald before we start caring about them. Or, you know, even worse, you know, doing something to try to hurt themselves. So, that's when, you know, everybody wants to get concerned. It's like, I didn't know it was that bad. Well, they're telling us it's that bad for them, so you gotta believe them. You know, whether you agree or you think you did something differently, I mean, they're not you. You're not them. So, I mean, I fully support it. You know, if they say they want to get the mental right, get your mental right before you hurt yourself or hurt somebody else. I mean, so what was your thoughts on it?
That's true, though. It's very eye-opening because you think these guys are world, these guys and girls, they're very world-class athletes and fans are expecting them to perform. So I haven't seen, it seems like more recent that these more athletes are getting more honest with how they're feeling.
Yeah.
And you know, like when it seems weird to me, like why would somebody not want to participate in what they do best? Because very few people in the world get to play in the Olympics or to be on the stage that they're in. That's what I was thinking at first. But I mean, obviously they do love what they do.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that the problem is real if they feel like they can't. A mental, you know, health is just as important as the physical. you know, and I think a lot of people miss that when they think about, you know, these athletes that you want them to just play and shut up and dribble, or just shut up and throw, or just shut up in general. And, you know, we're human. We're all human, you know. You're not talking to robots. Like, we're just told to just do this. We pay you to do this. So because you're paid to do a sport, you're not allowed to have emotions. You're not allowed to have a breakdown. You're not allowed to go through life. Just because someone pays you, you can't be human.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, in what world are we living in where where that's okay, you know? I don't care what kind of job you're doing. I don't care if you work at McDonald's, you know? Maybe mental breakdown is still anywhere you are.
No, that's real, man. That's real. And like you just said, you can't mask that with money. You can't even mask that pain with the love of your sport or your occupation. Because, I mean, of course they love their sport. They wouldn't get to that level if they didn't have the love for their sports. And a lot of people are saying, too, that, oh, I wish I can quit every time I was having a bad day, you know, talking about Simone. Like, you know, she wasn't doing too good, you know, during the course of her, what was it, the beams or what do you call it, the individuals?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. Yeah,
I guess she didn't, like, stick to landing as good as she would have liked. So people was just like, you know, she quit just because she wasn't having a great day. And that's not the case. Because, for one, they're competitors. I'm sure there's been plenty of times to when they weren't on their best, but they finished. They finished out everything. They finished out the games and the competition. And this is our first time seeing this from Simone. You know, it's not like she's, you know, quitting things left and right. So, you know, for her to say, hey, I got to take a step back, you know, it has to be serious. Because they're competitors, man. You guys really think she would stop competing just because she's having a bad day? Yeah, I mean, it had to be something going on. And people just rush to judgment, assuming that she stopped, you know, competing just because she was having a bad day on the mat. And, you know, that's just rushing to the conclusions. Because like you said, man, we have bad days all the time. You know, you love your family, but there's some days you run your family, you just like, man, hold on, I need a break. I need to take a step back. You know, that don't mean you don't love them. It is you having a moment. You know, give people a second to recuperate.
That's how you feel, man. Yeah, I mean, and that could happen to anybody. But now that you see these athletes, it's like, I think some people who are critical of them, they try to hold them to this different standard because they're not in the same chair as you. So you see them as, you need to entertain me, you need to just do what you do and just represent the US and things like that. But all that stuff shouldn't matter above somebody's health, you know? That's kind of crazy. It's because just to get a gold medal, you know, look, if you're lucky to get any medal, you know, out there, you know, at that kind of stage that you're in, you know, but it shouldn't, nothing should, because if anything happens to you, you die, they just go and let somebody else take your place. You know, so you shouldn't let any job, any profession drive you to the point where you're not alive anymore. You know, so don't ever let a job let you do that. I don't care what the job is, you know, because you only have one life. You know, and I think that people around the world need to remember that and not let the job kind of get to you to a point. If you need to walk out, walk out.
I'm telling you.
You need to take a day off, take a day off. You know, so your sick day could be your mental day. A lot of people got things are going, you never know what people are going through.
That's real.
You have no idea, you know, like you think, because rich people, oh, what problems could you possibly have? What problems could you, because your loan is paid off, you know, what if it's like, you dig into psychology, right? What if you had all the money in the world? You pay off your loans. Are you completely happy now?
No, man.
You know what I mean? Does that solve all the problems that you have?
No, and that's simple-minded people who think like that. Like, oh, they're rich, or they're doing something they love, or I didn't want to do it. That's so simple-minded because, for one, you just get used to things. I mean, whether you rich, broke, this and that, it's not like it's something that's constantly on your mind, you know? It's not like you're having a bad day and you're thinking, okay, I'm rich, it's all good. Like, somebody cuts you off in traffic, I don't care how much money you got, you're gonna be irked by it.
Yeah.
And that's how life works. Like, them emotions don't go away because you're in a nice car or a bucket or you're rich or you broke. It's just certain things and experiences that people go through to where again, it doesn't matter your economic status or your occupation. I mean, you just need to take a step back. It's going to piss you off, or may make you happy or angry or whatever the case is. Emotions don't go away. Yeah, that's just like when people are surprised about celebrities getting, you know, cheated on or something.
Exactly.
I mean, that's an everyday thing. That happens to anybody. You know, rich people get cheated on, broke people get cheated on, and vice versa. You know, broke people stay faithful, rich people be faithful.
Exactly.
So you can't always just say because they're at a certain position in life, they shouldn't have those emotions. You know, that's a simple-minded. You know, that's a simple way of thinking.
Exactly. It's definitely simple-minded, man. I think to be this, again, like, it just shows how human they really are. They're so impressed with what they do. I think people forget how human they are to you.
Yeah.
You know, they bleed just like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what color everybody's blood, but some come out, they get stabbed, okay?
Like, man.
My mom used to joke about her having some green blood, you know? So
green blood.
Exactly. I didn't want to investigate, but it was one of those things where I just trust that's what it is. You know, but we're all human, man. So it's, and I think it's a good, well like, I'll ask you this, like, do you think it's a good precedent to set at these athletes? Because I think more athletes are becoming more comfortable walking away due to mental health than before. I think maybe in the past, that wasn't a thing.
You're right.
It wasn't a thing, but now I see kind of like a pattern, like Osaka does it, you know, Simone does it, you know, and Michael Phelps did it in the past, you know, Kevin Love did it in the past,
yep.
You know.
Middle of a game,
you know, so like, do you think it's a good precedent that they're setting, or do you think this could lead to just athletes just trying to like, just kind of leave their sport for one reason?
No, I think it's a great precedent. You know, because if you just think about it on the surface, like, you're thinking, hey, people shouldn't be quitting in the middle of the game. Like, you know, LeBron can't quit at halftime and this and that. But those are different sports. But yeah, I mean, it's a great precedent because, again, I know I'm going to put myself over anything, because if I'm not right, then nothing else is going to be right. And, you know, in Simone's case, you know, she said she had the twisties. You know, it's like a gymnast term for, you know, she's kind of losing sight. Her head's pretty much not connected to her sense of direction.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, while she's flipping and tumbling, she doesn't really know where her body's at and how she's going to land. So if she didn't quit, she could have ended up getting herself hurt. And, you know, people, then they would have been getting on her about that. Like, well, if you felt bad or if you felt dizzy or you had twisties or whatever, why'd you compete? It's just like the Manny Pacquiao and Floyd fight years ago. Mm-hmm. People was mad at Pacquiao because after he went through the competition and lost, he was like, oh, my shoulder hurt.
That's so different.
Well, it's like, it's a little bit more respectable if you say that before the fight and say, man, let me push this out a little bit because I ain't feeling my best. Exactly. People get that. You'll be disappointed, but, you know, you'll still understand. But nobody wants to see you do it after the fact and then try to use it as an excuse. So, I mean, I commend her for it because she didn't use it as an excuse, like people try to say. Like, she didn't compete and lose, then say, oh, I lost just because of A, B, and C. She stopped, like, during the competition. She was like, I'm not going to cost my team this medal. And here's my reasons why. So, man, you got to respect that, man. You know, because, man, you don't want them being behind closed doors and dealing with that pain or just whatever they're going through by themselves and, you know, just doing drugs or, you know, just resorting to violence or whatever. You know, cause, I mean, again, they're human. That's what people do. You know, we're barbarians, you know, pretty much. We're like sophisticated barbarians where we get to our breaking point. We might do things that we normally wouldn't do.
Yeah.
So when people are telling you this is how they feel, man, you got to respect that.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's at work or in sports or whatever. You got to respect, man, when people tell you the truth. Even though you don't like the truth, I mean, if they're telling you that, who are you not to believe them?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta take it seriously, you know, because it's a huge thing. I mean, because athletes go through a lot. They go through a lot. They're under a lot of pressure. They're very high expectations. A lot of money on the line. A lot of sponsors. A lot of family and friends pulling them. I think it's something that it puts the world on notice that that we all need to treat them like we do, you know, anybody else that has a problem at work. You know, if you go to work and you're going through something every day, you're in a toxic environment, it gets to you, maybe you have a death in the family, you know, a number of things can get to somebody. But I think you can't judge, I think it's, there was an athlete that said this too, that you can't judge how they react to having a mental health. Like, so if they don't want to play, then that's their reaction. And some athletes play through it. So I'll play like a bit of like devil's advocate, because some people like Isaiah Thomas, not the one that played for the Pistons, but the one that played for the Boston Celtics. That's about my height anyway. But he played and he had almost 50 points
He got 50 in that game.
And I think his sister passed away, and he still willed himself and the team to a victory in a game that he didn't have to play. You know, if your sister dies, you shouldn't have to play. Like, you're probably not in a good mental, emotional state to even get in, but he wanted to do that to dedicate the game, and that's how he chose to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think, and obviously that just benefits the team, because your best player's on the floor. So yeah. They're like, oh, good, okay, you're playing, oh, good.
Right.
Yeah. But inside it's like, he didn't do it for you, he did it for the sister, you know? I think athletes should always do what's best for them.
That's a good point.
And that's for, and not just athletes, but people out there, if you're not an athlete even, you should do what's best for you regarding your mental health. You should seek, you know, professional help if needed, or to always reach out to your friends or family, because it's a big thing. And nobody is exempt from getting it, no matter how much money you got.
I'm telling you.
Or your loans is paid off, makes you feel better, I know. But maybe, you know, you still can't find love, you know. And maybe it's not on Amazon Prime this time, you know. Sometimes you can't find everything just on two-day shipping. I know it feels like you can, but you can't buy everything.
That's real.
It's like, I don't know. Do you agree with that statement? Like, money can't buy...
100%, I agree with that.
Because some people,
I want some money. I want some money. don't get it twisted. I want some money. I do think it helps towards, you know, having not happiness, but just not having certain stresses.
Yeah.
You know, it takes away some of the pain points you can have in life, like worrying about bills or medical, or, you know, just cars, you know, like vehicle issues or whatever. But it don't give you happiness. You know, it can take away some struggles, but it definitely don't give you happiness. But I'll take it. But I just find it funny, though, like most people that criticize her, these are probably like the same folks that, you know, they stay up drinking all night, then they call in sick for work the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you ain't got that's nothing great. Going on. You was just drinking like a fish. Yeah. And now you can't wake up for work and you want to call out. Like, those are the same people that's probably criticizing, you know, these athletes and these people talking about they got to tough it up or play through it, or they're making excuses. Y'all the same folks again. You staying up all night, you know, smoking crack or, man,
okay.
You know, doing, drinking, whatever. Then you don't get to work on time, or you don't get to work at all.
Yeah.
You know, like, those are the same type of people that's probably criticizing her. So, folks got to chill out with that, man. They just let people live their own life, make their own decisions.
I'm pretty sure they didn't know what a twisty was, so.
Nah, I didn't know what a twisty was.
So, I mean, he says, what? You know, people should kind of be careful before they start speaking out about how the gymnasts work, because they are the best at it. They know what it's safe to do. I mean, you spit it all up in the air, for Pete's sake, you know. So it's a lot to deal with that nobody can understand, you know. And I think that was my kind of like my final really thought on that, you know.
I'm with you, man. So yeah, man, I think we can end it there. That was a pretty good one, though.
Yeah,
that was a good one. But I know another one you've been wanting to get on to was that switching to a different topic is that Westbrook to the Lakers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, we both Laker fans, so.
Well, Lakers on this.
What was your first thoughts when you heard that?
I thought we were getting Buddy. Yeah. That was my first thought. I was like, okay, like, I know that the Lakers were searching for a point guard that could better than Dennis Schroeder. So I was happy, though, that they did get Westbrook. I was surprised that it was like a switch, because I kept getting alerts on my phone about Buddy this, Buddy right. that, Buddy this. And I was like, hey, Buddy, you know, in my mind, like, where'd you go? And like at the last minute, you know, it said Westbrook, you know, so I was happy. But also, I wondered, we got some work to do.
Yeah.
You know, so what did you think when you first?
I'm with you. I was surprised. you know, just because I didn't know where Westbrook would go. I didn't know if he would stay with the Wizards or if he's going to get out of there. So it definitely gives the Lakers a big three. The Lakers already still had them when healthy as a top team in the West, so this helps them. Only thing is, I'm not going to say it guarantees the Lakers a championship just yet. The biggest thing is they got to figure out their play style. Like, are we just going to be like are they going to be an aggressive team? You know, like just crashing the boards and racing down the floor for fast breaks? You know, just driving to the paint? Because, you know, the best big three on that team, they're not the best shooters. LeBron's capable, but he's streaky. You know, same with AD. And, you know, we know about Westbrook shooting. So, I think the biggest thing for them is going to be figuring out their identity. Like, how do they want to play? Who's going to be the primary ball handler? In my opinion, I think that honestly should be Westbrook, just because I think LeBron's scoring is a little bit more consistent, efficient, you know, more efficient than Westbrook. So I think let Westbrook, you know, handle the rock and, you know, give it off to LeBron. And LeBron needs to go into that scoring mindset. That's my opinion based on how the team is built now. But yeah, man, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting watching it.
Because I think those that, you know, like we've heard people like Chris Broussard and Stephen A. Smith that, you know, on these bigger TV shows, you know, and in media outlets, you know, like they may not think that it's a great fit, but I think those that say that, they're assuming that the big three isn't going to work together. They're assuming that LeBron's going to always want the ball and Westbrook and them are going to be like a tug and pull for the ball, and AD is gonna act like a guard too much, like he normally does. He's a big man, but he acts like a guard. Like he, when he needs to get, that reminds me of that guy we played with in pickup. He was he was the tallest guy on our team, but he wouldn't set screens for nobody. Like he wouldn't get down the post. He was just shooting threes more than anybody else, and we're over here half his size, setting all the screens, doing all the dirty work. This isn't day and age. Big man just want to shoot. But anyway, that's my rant. I didn't want to get into that too much. But it was just, I think those that don't like the trade are thinking that they're going to be not working together. They won't put their egos to the side. But I don't see that happening because they made this effort to get him.
Yeah, that's one thing I can't stand about the media. They create these narratives. For as much as people try to criticize Westbrook, you know, he doesn't come off as a bad teammate. And I mean, he might have like an occasional argument on the floor, you know, with somebody, but everybody does that.
Yeah.
You know, people, man, they fight in practice. You know, they fight during games. That just happens. That comes with the territory. He ain't doing no more extra stuff than anybody else. So I definitely think all three of them are good teammates as far as AD, Braun, and Westbrook. And I do think that they're going to sacrifice to make it work. So, but you know how the media is. They always got to add the dramatics to everything. And, you know, like, oh, what if it explodes? Like, they want to see it explode, you know. And so, yeah, I'm not going for that, man. Like, I think they have to figure some things out. But it's more so the chemistry on the court. Not more so the personalities and, you know, guys arguing, going back and forth. I mean, that's going to happen. But that happens to everybody.
Exactly. It's just like any big three, like with Harden and Durant and Kyrie, they had to make it work. And I didn't really think that was the best fit either with all those three either. So it's just like, I think it's more so just because he's not Chris Paul. He's not Kyle Lowry. So we're thinking that LeBron will always want to play with a scoring point guard that's more like a shooter. You know, but I think they did what they intended to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I think it's successful. Westbrook is an upgrade at the point guard position, and they have work to do. They traded three players. They're obviously going to fill the roster.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's left out a lot is because, oh, they got Westbrook, so now it's got, I mean, they have to still sign other players, obviously, because you traded three just to get one.
Right.
You know, so there's obviously some work to do. They signed a couple unrestricted free agents or undrafted players. What's his name? Matt McClunk or something?
Yeah, I don't know them dudes.
Did you see that?
I don't know them dudes, man.
But anyway, I mean, all those things that, all that to say anyway, that I think is a great pickup though. But obviously there's some answers, you know. How do you see them flowing together? Like, do you see AD being more at the center spot? Because that seems to be a spot that he doesn't want to be at. Like, he seems to shy away from it.
If they keep Drummond, I don't mind him being at the power forward if they keep Drummond. That's a big lineup, though, because Westbrook's like 6'3", 6'4". You got Braun at 6'8", AD at 6'10", and Drummond, what, he like 6'11", or something like that? Like, that's a huge lineup. So I just see them being real physical. You know, playing with a lot of pace. You know, you got some athletes on that squad. Like, those four dudes I named, they're all athletic. Like, they all can finish. Like, they all can catch a body at the rim. So I see them playing real physical and fast. You know, there's a lot of ball movement. Again, they're all pretty good skilled passers. You know, Drummond's probably okay for a big man, but AD's a skilled passer. And we know about Braun and Westbrook, you know, Mr. Triple-Double. They all can pass that ball. So, man, I'd say pace is the biggest thing. Because you don't have the shooters. You know, none of them are, like, super deadly shooting the ball. So, I don't see the point in slowing down and trying to play at a slow pace. And I think it's enough, too. You know, like, even though the roster isn't a perfect fit, I don't think it's an excuse for us to, like, for the Lakers to lose and not get to the finals. Like, I ain't trying to hear nothing. With all them players, and they're all, especially if they're all healthy, that's enough to get to the finals. It shouldn't be, no, you need more help and none of that weird stuff, you know. You know, respect Braun, you know, and all that stuff. But no, this is a good squad, though. It's flawed, but it's a good squad that they can make work. You know, again, it's a lot of athletes. You know, they may not be the best shooters, but it may be the most athletic lineup in the NBA.
Exactly. And I think that's what's kind of, you need that. I think given, you know, you're trying to handle someone like Giannis, the most athletic person that nobody can guard. So now it seems like they have to kind of dig through free agency. Maybe they can try to retain some of the shooters that they had before. Ben, McLemore.
THT still there.
THT, right, restricted. But they offered him a deal. So, you know, maybe Doug McDermott. That was the first thing I was thinking
He's
of.
He's a shooter, yeah.
Doug McDermott. Yeah. He's one that could shoot.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is your job. You shoot. You know, one job. You know, these days, you can get paid $1 million to do one thing. To do one thing well.
That's what I love about basketball. Like, if you can't score at all, but you're just a beast getting boards, you have a job in basketball.
I'm telling you.
That's what I love about basketball, man. It's almost like life. Like, if you excel in something, you can make an opportunity out of it. And that's basketball.
I'm telling you.
You know, like, we need a shooter. If you suck at defense where you can shoot the heck out the ball, you're going to have a spot on somebody's roster.
I'm telling you. You can be at somewhere. Hey, if all you can do is flip a burger the best, if you flip it the best, you can be somewhere flipping good.
I tell you what.
You can get that raise. Flip up that raise, you know, when you so, I mean, no matter what that one thing is, if you hone that, you know, in the NBA, I think, so that would be my first pick. Obviously, they're not hiring me to sign some people, but Doug McDermott, I would call him
first.
That's
a good one. It's cheap. It should be cheap.
Exactly.
Is Doug cheap? Let me check his contract. But yeah, he should be cheap.
He should, because I'm cheap. So I wouldn't sign a lot of these players to a lot of money. I'm kind of frugal. So I'd be hoping. I don't even know where he played last year. Was he on Chicago last year?
Yeah, he started off with the Bulls. I think he, I don't know if he got traded, but he was on the Bulls at one point, so I don't know. That's one of them names, man.
one of them names
that kind of disappear, and you're just like, oh, yeah.
Like, I think you still play good, right? I think you still play good, so those things get these guys off the street, you know.
Nah, man, cool, man. That's some good stuff, man. I mean, you got anything else on your mind? Shoot, I think I'm all tapped out.
Yeah, I mean, there's always so much, but there's always times we gotta cut it short, you know. But I think next time, you know, we touch on a lot of good topics to come, you know, a lot more trades that happened over over the last few days, and you know, like, some things to kind of get off our chest and to share with you, but also to give you guys a chance to share with us your thoughts, you know, on whether it be your mental health and how you handle it, or whether it be what you think about the Lakers getting Russell Westbrook. So yeah, stay tuned for more.
Yeah, man, we got a fun one for you guys next time. So, yep, tune in. All
right, peace.
Yep.
right, guys, thank you for subscribing to 50 Ball, and thank you for listening to us. Please find us on Facebook and like our page, and use any podcast app and look us up, and stay tuned for more content.
Yep, check us out. Thank you for listening, and you'll get more content from us soon.
Peace.